you're waking up with Anovo's live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. And on the air now.
Oh, good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday. How are you going, Ari?
Not bad for a Tuesday. What about you, mate?
Yeah, ready to go. Look, a little slow earlier, but I'm pumping now.
Yeah, Let's do this thing. I reckon, to get into gear to wake up. I've actually done a little bit of personal investigation / sciencey work overnight.
Oh, yes, the old sciencey work.
Sciencey work. It's a technical term. So, just quick dream chat for a second.
Oh, yeah.
So I had some really intense, like, in-depth dreams last night, and I've come to the conclusion that the more detailed your dreams, the tireder you are the next morning, because your brain's working overtime, right?
Ah.
So that's what I
found. I hadn't thought about
that. So the more that I sleep and dream harder, the tireder I am. Like, it doesn't make any sense. Like, so I'm just like, great. So I should go back to my insomnia days where I was more awake because I wasn't dreaming so hard.
Yep, that might work.
Contradictory, I know, yeah, but I'm that's my conclusion.
Overall, I'd say even though you're a bit tired today, insomnia, bad idea.
Yeah, I mean, you don't plan for insomnia. That's accidental, right?
Yeah, okay. Well, anyway. Yeah, if you can avoid it, avoid it. That's my tip.
With the best live music every Saturday night, Thirsty Messiah, just down from Broadmeadow Maccas, 105.3 New FM.
Yeah, that's right. We are giving $180 Thirsty Messiah voucher out every single morning here on the show, which is exciting. This is in Broadmeadow.
Yeah, good part of the world, good drinks, and good friends of the show.
Yeah, exactly. I've never actually been there, but that was going to be on my bucket list for my birthday next year.
Well,
next month, actually.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Let's make that happen as soon as possible.
Yes, please. Well, you can enjoy 40 beers on tap, a full menu of delicious food, including burgers, pizzas, and steaks. Yes, please. As well as the best live music every Saturday night. That's even better.
Oh, what a spot. And what a selection of beers.
Mm.
Do you have them all in one session?
I don't know.
Probably not.
Yeah, that's probably bad for your health. But, 40 beers on tap, though. If you're a Stone and Woods person or if you're a 4X Gold, there's something
for you. They've probably got both of those.
Even if you're a Guinness drinker, I'm sure they've got something dark there for you.
I'm sure they do.
How exciting.
New FM. The Novos.
At the moment, it turns out, Australia is having a real issue or a struggle trying to get people to join their equivalent, like the spy agency.
Kim Possible.
No. Yeah.
Okay. Is Kim Possible a spy? Yeah.
I'm not sure. I don't know who that is. But hey, Britain's having a similar trouble, and the problem behind it is that young people believe that the issues facing today or our country are not really, like, to be solved by spies. Well, the issues they care about are not the ones that can be solved by spies. So apparently this is the general feeling. Obviously it doesn't apply to everyone. The young people, and this is, I guess, Gen Z and Gen Alpha, only want to give their time to issues around human rights, climate change, and other things around the environment. They don't want to help in terms of espionage and spying.
So they don't want to go undercover like Charlie's Angels or like James Bond. Oh, my God, what a life that would be. Have you not seen any film franchise ever?
Well, that's what I would have thought. Mm. All of that seems so appealing. However, you don't have, I guess they just can't get enough people to do it. So they're trying different ways to recruit them.
So I'm a Gen Zer.
Yeah.
I would absolutely do this in a heartbeat.
So here's a question.
Do you think I'm not a spy.
Here's a question, though. Do you think you would make a good spy?
I reckon I would.
All right, you're probably out then.
I'm a good actress. Because I'm a good liar.
One of the things they say is, if you think you'll make a good spy, you probably won't.
Oh, that's not true. That is not a thing.
It's true. I'm reading it right here in front of me. That's why I asked the question.
I'd look pretty cool with like an undercover like gun holster.
I think the problem is you'd go, hey, look at my gun holster, cover blowing, because you think it looks pretty cool.
I'm a very dark brunette. I'll just put on a blonde wig and pretend I'm another personality and be like, I'm a spy, I'm undercover.
You've watched way too many Charlie's Angels movies.
I love a good angels.
Therein lies the problem. They said, people who think they won't make a good spy actually make the best secret agents.
What? Yeah. How is that? I don't understand that.
Well, it's probably something to do with you wanting to flash your gun holster.
And being overexcited.
Getting too excited and blowing your cover.
New FM. The Novos.
Christmas.
So I have been doing my Christmas shopping. Obviously, it's now December.
Of course.
Time is of the essence, y'all. Well, my dad loves books, right? He's an avid reader. He's a learner. He loves it. So I've been looking on Dimmicks for, you know, some sales, maybe some like biography books or soccer books or
something
like informational.
To read, yeah.
Well, I have come across something at Dimmicks that's very affordable, good for a kind of like a stocking filler or something cheap. It's not the official book, but it's the Elon Musk's Billionaire School, Easy Lessons for Galactic Domination, it says. So Elon Musk has a biography book out already.
Yeah.
That was the Australian Financial Review's top 20 read for 2023. So it was pretty big last year. But this book is not technically a biography. It's this smart author that's like taken a strictly unauthorized
version of
Elon's domination.
I love it. I love it.
What I love about this Billionaire School book, it says on the cover, Easy Lessons for Galactic Domination, like I said, but Rob Sears, who's the author, he's the best-selling author of the Beautiful Poetry of Donald Trump book as well. So he's quite the, I guess he's quite satirical.
He uses a famous name to sell books.
And controversially at that.
Yeah.
So, I just want to read you the blurb trying to sell this book. Ready? This is what the author has written to try and get your attention.
Okay.
Elon Musk's Billionaire School makes it simple to follow in Elon's footsteps to accumulate the wealth and power of a medium-sized nation in just 30 days. Capitalize on these easy lessons drawn from the lives, philosophies, and business practices of the alpha billionaires who are shaping the future, including Bezos, Zuckerberg, and, of course, Elon himself. It's the complete foolproof resource for your billionaire's journey.
Oh,
from
so
founding
good.
Your first startup through to becoming High God Emperor of Mars. Oh, my God. And then it has at the end, Elon Musk's Billionaire School. Enroll today. Escape the planet tomorrow. Like, how clever is this?
Very, very clever.
Now, just to give you more of an idea about this type of author, so you know what book you're getting.
Sure.
He's also written the Donald Trump poetry, Vladimir Putin, Life Coach, and Choose Your Own Apocalypse with Kim Jong-un and friends. Oh, my God. It's so good.
On and on
he's
it
hilarious.
Goes. That is so funny. And you know what? You've taken it from ick to something I might actually pick.
I'm actually very interested in this.
I want to read it. Sounds great.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
All right, so Nestle have been, look, they've been forced to make a comment because these, like, family in the UK, that you have you ever heard of Quality Street chocolates?
Of course I have, yeah.
Okay, yeah. So they're sort of like your favourites but in a tin kind of thing. Or
yeah, not as
tin.
Good.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, they have saved, like, the container. They bought one every Christmas.
Yep.
And they've saved the container or a few containers from over the years to show how the packet has gotten smaller year on year.
Oh, God.
So from the 80s to now, they've got an... Oh, sounds a bit like our music.
I reckon.
They've got an 80s tin, a 90s tin, a 2000s tin and a now tin. The one now from the 80s is about half the size. They've made it about a centimetre shorter each decade.
Oh, my God.
I'm
going
to swing the picture around for you to look at now, Ari, just to give you the demonstration.
Holy damn.
You're right?
That's actually ridiculous.
It's a huge difference over the journey. And it just shows. And you know what excuse they gave? They
said recycling or waste or something,
right?
Yeah,
they said we're trying to remove plastic from landfill.
That is such a lie. They don't care.
You're trying to remove chocolate from my mouth is what's happening. And
you're
I'm
trying
not
to
about it.
Me.
Exactly. Oh, please. It's not about the waste.
Just as long as the favourites boxes don't get smaller and the Ferreros don't get smaller, we're good.
All I'm saying is maybe we should be looking at this. Because that's the sort of shrinkflation that's stealing chocolate from my mouth.
Maybe Newcastle should have its own chocolate factory and we just have, like, continual sizes.
Great idea. God. A promise of no size reduction.
That would be lovely.
Wouldn't it? What?
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
Now, though, scientists over in the City University of Hong Kong, so this is overseas in China, may soon be able to provide an experience of tasting in virtual reality. So basically, if you've ever watched a cooking show, which there are like hundreds of billions of them now at the moment.
Watch so many of these.
Right, okay. And you like you see it and you kind of salivate. You go, oh my God, that cake or that roast looks so good. Well, apparently, if you wanted to ever taste the food that they cook, you might be able to do this.
How?
Okay. So these scientists have developed a lickable VR device that can create adjustable taste experiences in a virtual world. So in the future, these little devices could make food shows like the British Bake Off, which is one of my favourites.
Okay. What's like your favourite dish on that show ever, do you reckon?
I don't know. Like you can't go past like a chocolate cake, like a really good, like deep, rich cake, you know?
Yeah. And have you ever seen one of those cakes and went, I wish I was eating that right
now? Oh, absolutely. That's why I try not to watch as many cooking shows. If mum's got one on, I'm like, no, I have to leave. I'm going to get hungry. Well, these little devices, they're kind of lollipop shaped interfacing systems, they call them. They're capable of producing up to 9 different flavors. So currently this includes sugar and salt, citric acid, cherry, passion fruit, green tea, milk, durian, thank you, and grapefruit.
Weird choices.
Each of the flavours is created using food-grade flavour chemicals stored inside little pouches of little gels. The gel usually derived from like a red algae. Like, that's just getting too scientific.
Yeah, who cares about
that? But basically, you get a little device, you go, ooh, I'll have some of that, and then you like press a button or something, you lick it, and then you'll be able to probably taste like gravy and chicken.
So you've got this, imagine you've got this at your house.
Yep.
Right? Delicious cake comes on. What are you doing?
You get out your little lollipop device.
Lollipop device and then...
Yeah. You know what? It might be good for dieting because all you have to do is like lick this little like kind of remote control looking
thing. That's what I'm wondering. Are you going to be licking or not?
Yeah. Yeah. I want to try this. This is better than the VR headsets.
Well, they didn't really take off, did they? As much as they try and ram that down your throat, there's no one really owns like those VR headsets.
I reckon these might be more successful.
I think you might be right.
Because people enjoy food more than what they do virtual reality worlds.
That's so true. Mm. So imagine that. You've got the big, you know, what is it? The lollipop in
device,
your room?
Yeah.
Do you share that then with your family?
Oh my God, wait, how do you clean it? Wait, how are we cleaning this thing? Oh, gross. Now I just... Now I'm off it. I'm off it now.
Not a good idea, is it?
Yeah.
New FM. De Novo's.
Something that's taken the internet by storm. Other shows, people are talking about it now as well. We're talking about being aware of sledging this holiday period. So sledging was technically a US term because obviously it's winter over there. So it comes from,
sledding.
Type of thing. So that's what we're talking about here.
Which is where you sort of ride that like little, basically a little flat like trolley thing through the snow.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, sledging is when a partner delays the breakup of a relationship until after the holiday season. This could be for a lot of different reasons, you know. It can be a very difficult time of year because, you know, if you're not thinking about sticking around with your partner,
right,
do you, you know, break up with them beforehand or do you wait until after the Christmas period, the New Year period?
Of course.
Because like you're sledging, right? You're dragging it out, right?
The relationship along so you don't have to, for example, you know, have them alone by themselves and asking all the awkward questions with the family, that sort of thing. Or your family asking you, oh, where's your partner now?
Exactly.
We broke up. What, just before Christmas, you dirty animal?
Yeah, exactly.
All that sort of thing.
Or you want to avoid that whole chat like, oh, why are you still single? Like, why haven't you found anybody?
Of course, yeah. You go, oh, here's my partner. Knowing full well in about 2 weeks they're about to get the punt.
Well, exactly.
As soon as that New Year's Eve party's done with Aunty Krista, this whole thing is over.
Right, okay. Well, apparently researchers have determined that at least 75% of sledgers make the decision to break up with their partner in November.
Oh, my God.
Drag it out until
that's
it's
a
over.
Long wait. That's an extra 2 months of not enjoying yourself, isn't it?
Oh, I reckon. Here's a question.
Just get it over with.
If this was your situation, like a different world, right?
A different parallel
life,
universe, yeah.
Would you want the person to break up with you before the holiday period
100%.
Or would you wait? Yeah.
Oh, cut that cord.
Yeah, exactly.
Come on. I don't want that.
I'm in the same boat because, like, if you're dragging it out, how long can you fake being happy for?
Well, good question.
I don't know. Plus, you know, you don't want to buy them Christmas presents that you're just going to, like, break up with them anyway.
You could just buy them a cheap one because you're not...
Oh, here's a hack. Get a Temu present if you plan on breaking up with them after New Year's.
There you go. Done. Like, oh, this is such a disappointing Christmas present. You're like, oh, yeah.
Yeah. You're about to find out
why. We are only getting started. The disappointment begins now, but it's about to get a whole other level.
You're waking up with the Novos live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as... And on the air now.
I think the Mozzies are crazier than usual at the moment.
Why?
Because I went out for a walk yesterday with the dog, right? Yeah. Just a little Mayfield walk.
Yep.
And I've never seen this before. There were three Mozzies on the dog. Two.
What?
Two on the tail. I was like, that's the swinging bit. And I'm like, I'm smashing them on my arm, like, you know, all over the place.
Wow.
They've arisen, this is my theory.
Yeah.
All this, like, hot, humid weather, they've arisen from the Hexham Swamp.
Oh!
And the mosquito overlords are coming for us. They've seen that giant, you know, statue at the Hexham Bolo, and they're going to carry it away. That's my theory. As a group with thousands and thousands are going to swarm and carry their overlord statue away. They're like, that is us.
We could make a major nest around the queen.
Exactly. Let's take the queen away.
In Mayfield.
They were out of control. I was swatting left and right. I regret taking the walk, to be honest. And I think the dog does too.
You look a bit pale this morning. You lost a lot of blood.
Obviously. I'm itching just talking about it. There were so many of them. Be Mozzie aware is my top tip this morning.
Air guard
yourself until you shine and glisten in the sunlight.
Until it literally slides off of you.
Mozzie's like, woo, as they slip off the side of you.
Oh, my stinger's not going in, Barry.
Why is that? Because of the air guard.
Yes.
The heavy, heavy air guard.
Yes. Put it on.
UFM. The Novos.
There's this man over in the UK who has found a little bit of a wrong feature in a Mars bar. So he's gone to his local shop. He's like, oh, have a nice tasty little treat. Everyone loves a Mars bar, right? One of my favourites. Yeah.
It's top tier. I'll give you that.
Well, for anyone who's ever had a Mars bar, you know when you unwrap it, it usually has like this little feature on the top. It's like a little bit of a swirl. So like they've done something to the chocolate. It kind of makes it all bumpy at the top.
Yeah, veiny kind of, but you would say.
Sure.
Gives it a good texture when it goes in the mouth.
Sure, let's go with that.
Well, look at a Mars bar. What do you? How else do you describe it?
I don't know. But anyway, so he's unwrapped this particular Mars bar, gone to eat it, and was like, hang on a second, that doesn't look right. It's a completely smoothed over top of a Mars bar. Like, as in, like, there's no ripple. There's no
texture.
Vein. There is no texture on the Mars bar.
Oh, that's outrageous. A no from me. Needs to be, you know, it needs that texture for pleasure.
Yeah, he calls it the signature ripple. So this guy actually shared a picture of this complaining on a Facebook page where thousands of people had actually reacted. One even labelling the bar hideous. It just literally looks like a protein bar. That's it.
It's terrible. I've seen the pictures and honestly, it's out of control. How they've allowed that through production is beyond me.
Mm. Well, the company, obviously, behind Mars has come out to give him some compensation for the
treat. They'd be panicking.
They'd say,
what has gone wrong with our production process?
Who can we fire? And we're just like, oh, we don't want anyone dragging our name through the mud. So anyway, so they've given him a £2, which is like a $3.90 compensation.
Oof,
over the Mars bar.
It hardly seems like enough. I think chocolate's cheaper in the UK. That's probably get you 3 Mars bars in return.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe that's fair. I think that's okay on reflection. I mean, if somebody, you know, stole my car and they gave me 3 cars in compensation, I go, yeah, that's fair.
Well, yeah, well, this is what this guy is pretty much saying. He's like, I think £2 is great. It will be 2 free Mars bars, basically.
There you go. I wasn't far off on the guess, was I?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, sometimes in life, if you make a little complaint, the company will hook you up with a freebie.
They do. Even some cafes and restaurants will give you like a free dish.
Oh my God. Mm. I didn't even think of that.
Mm.
Has this ever happened to you where you've gotten something for free? One comes to mind for me.
Mm.
Back in the day when I was at uni, right, I found like, well, I had a jar of Kraft peanut butter. I remember this like it was yesterday.
Mm.
And this is an extraordinary story. Strap yourself in. Okay, inside that, it was supposed to be smooth, big piece of shell.
Ooh.
Like peanut shell.
Ooh.
Well, yeah.
I don't like that.
Yeah, exactly. And I contacted them and I said, hey, you said smooth. Why not smooth? And they went, hey, you are right. And they sent me a Woolies voucher.
Oh, fantastic.
And I was like, poof. Unlimited peanut butter hack, just right here, just quietly. Yeah.
Well, something similar happened to my mum a couple of years ago. There was something wrong with one of the packages of foods that she bought. I think it was from Woolies or somewhere.
Sure.
Contacted the company, got a free voucher.
Oh, happy
so,
days.
You know what? That's okay. Sometimes it's best to have a little bit of a whinge because then you get all the
free
people.
Stuff.
Yeah. But on the same token, though, I've worked in cafes before. I've worked in hospitality.
Yeah.
People will take you for a ride. They'll take advantage of this. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Because you don't want complaining customers, right?
That's so true. You want to avoid that as a company.
Yeah, so they give you free stuff.
This is what we're after here.
Yep.
4967-4105. What did you get for free when you made a complaint? In Rutherford, Rob, has this happened to you?
Yes, it has, mate, yeah.
What happened?
When the kids were a lot younger, we brought Huggies nappy because at the time, you know, they were one of the best.
Yeah.
And we got a couple of Huggies nappy. When we opened the boxes up, there was a couple there that never had tabs on them at all, so we couldn't use them.
What a nightmare.
Yeah, so we rang the company up and they said, look, send it back to us. So we sent it back to them and they actually sent us two boxes of Huggies.
Oh, that's a win. And they're so expensive, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's why we got them for, because they were the best and, yeah. Now it's quite a good score, actually.
After that, all you had to do was snip off the tabs each time. And you had free nappies until the kid was walking, right?
Yeah,
it's exactly what happened. Yeah. We know Rob was doing that. What a legend. Putting him up on a pedestal next.
105.3 UFM. UFM. The Novos. Lowest. Deluxe.
Okay, it is that time of the day. Every single morning, we play a game. This is Lowest to Lux. How it works, we give you three items that you can shop from any little store in our region here, and you got to put them in order. Cheapest to the most expensive. It's only three things, so it's not too hard. But today, it's getting a bit hot out there now that summer's started, so I've got a bit of a running theme.
Oh, I love that.
Yep.
All right, let's meet our contestant for today in Katara. It's Rebecca. Hey, Rebecca, how are you?
Good, thank you.
That's a way.
That's good.
What are you up to this morning? Are you working? Are you snuck out? What's the situation?
I'm driving to work at the moment. I just pulled over to the side of the road to talk to you guys.
Oh, you know what?
That's why it's so clear.
I was going to say, you might have Newcastle's most crystal clear phone line. And boy, am I appreciative. Because sometimes we get some awful phone lines on this show.
We certainly do.
But yours is just lovely. What phone have you got, Rebecca?
An iPhone 16.
Oh,
there you go. That's exactly what it is.
You know what? That tells a whole story right there.
Yeah.
It's so, so good. All right. Now, enough phone line chat.
Yep.
Let's get into this. Three things. Stick them in order. Cheapest and most expensive. Ari's your quiz master. Take it away.
Okay, Rebecca. This is summer themed, so get ready. This is a bit of fun. So the first item on the list is the Cancer Council Everyday Value brand 1 litre SPS 50 plus sunscreen from Chemist Warehouse in Charlestown.
Okay.
Then the second item is the Best Way 12 foot steel pro portable pool from Kmart in Glendale.
Fun.
And then your last one is the Wahoo 3-in-1 pool set from Rebel Sport. This is the Bash Volleyball and Basketball Game Pack, okay? So again, Rebel Sport. So you know it's going to be good quality. Just a quick recap. You've got the 1 litre sunscreen. You've got the 12-foot pool. And then you've got the 3-in-1 pool set from Wahoo in Rebel Sport. So which one do you think's cheapest there, Rebecca?
It's a bit of a tough one.
I know the sunscreen can be expensive.
It's just at Chemist Warehouse, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
The discount chemist.
All right, what do you reckon's cheapest? Let's go.
I'm thinking sunscreen.
All right.
Okay. Yep.
The 12-foot pool from Kmart.
Okay.
And the Wahoo.
Set at the top. All right, it's time to. You want to lock those in? Well, you got to make a decision.
Trust your gut.
Okay.
Yeah, go.
All right, done.
All right. Okay, let's reveal some prices. The
Please.
SPS 50 plus 1 liter cancer counsel sunscreen, $20.
Oof, okay.
All right, then you have the Best Way 12-foot pool. God, this looks really good. It's going to be great for Christmas. $149.
Oof. You're still in this. Not too bad. You could still win this, Rebecca.
I think I've won it.
Katara is cheering you on.
The pool set, 3-1. Wahoo from Rebel. $200.
Oh, yes, you've only got it, done it.
Well done.
Oh, what a win. Well done. Enjoy the preview screening of Paddington in Peru and in the draw for that delicious, beers and stuff from Thirsty Messiah. Well done, Rebecca.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Another local winner here at New FM.
New FM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Now, this is just a bit of a, I guess, congratulations, really.
Oh, okay.
To a local business, one that I don't frequent that often, but I see it all the time.
Which one?
Farrah and Sons Bakehouse. Haven't been there that long. They're the ones just open opposite Aldi in the Mayfield sort of little car park there.
Oh, okay, that's where they are.
Yeah.
Right.
Now, their delicious pies have been no secret for a while, right?
We've had some pies here in the studio from Farrah and Sons. They're delicious. I had the jalapeno pie. Yeah, oh.
They come up with all sorts of creative flavours, right?
Yeah.
They've taken out Local Hunter Business Awards first place for their sliced white bread.
And brilliant.
Isn't sliced white bread a delight when you just get it and you have it in the right situation?
Look, when you think about it, everybody wants something fancy these days, but nothing beats just a regular white piece of toast or bread.
Fresh, like when it's super fresh.
Oh.
I mean, it's kind of almost a dessert. That's how good it is.
That's how good, yeah.
When it's just super fresh, a little bit of butter on there, I mean, and by that I mean a lot, some Vegemite. And suddenly you've got yourself something that is both nostalgic and delicious at the same time.
You know what I would like to have on a Farrah and Sons loaf?
What was that? What is that?
Like, you put a bit of margarine or butter on.
Sure.
Butter mostly. And then you put like a piece of Bellina on there, which is like a Devon but fancier.
Okay.
Oh, Devon.
Yeah, that's
fancy bread.
That is right up your alley, right? Yeah. Okay, so obviously on day one when this news broke, it's all sold out.
Really?
Yeah, straight away, everyone's like, oh, we've got to get some of that.
Brilliant.
Apparently, there'll be plenty today. This is, although, who knows, with this bit of information getting out there.
Yeah.
And I just love to see it because they haven't been there all that long. Mm-hmm. And that little shop has been through many different, like, owners over the journey.
Oh,
like, in the last few years, it's been a butcher's, then it was another bakery, then now finally it's these guys. It was empty for a while as well.
Mm.
And you just think, oh, what's going on? But finally, it seems these guys are really killing it. They've got the trophies to prove it.
Yeah.
And good luck getting some because that sliced white bread is going to be hot property.
Another accolade added to their collection.
Definitely.
With the best live music every Saturday night, Thirsty Messiah, just down from Broadmeadow Maccas, 105.3 New FM.
What a great place Thirsty Messiah is, right?
It totally is. And we are giving away a $80 voucher to go and visit them all week this week. Every day, one a day. All you have to do is just get on air with us and you go in the draw to win this. It's amazing. Enjoy 40 beers on tap. Oof. We've also got a complete menu full of delicious food. You've got your burgers, your pizzas, your steaks, as well as live music. Amazing every Saturday night. This is going to be so good.
Now, if you're wanting to get your hands on this, $80 to spend there. It's not going to go astray. It'll get you a night going, right?
Hey, they also have seltzers and a couple of signature cocktails. So if you're not a beer person, have no fear.
Yeah.
They've got other options there for you.
Have no fear. Non-beer is here.
Oh, correct.
New FM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Oh, a bit of a dilemma I've got, Ari, and I want to get your temperature on it.
Okay, hit me. I'm ready.
So, you know, in Mayfield where there's the Aldi and the Woolworths, they're literally across the road from each other.
Oh, yeah, quite literally. You come out of, like, the little side driveway of Woolies, for example, and then you can just kind of duck over the road
yeah.
and go into like another little driveway, goes to Aldi, probably about, I want to say, 10 metres away from each other.
That, yeah, the car parks are literally separated by, I think it's Valencia Street.
Okay, right.
They're literally a small street separates the two car parks.
Uh-huh.
Here's the thing. Recently, I've been shopping a bit at both.
Mm-hmm.
And what I found myself doing is driving from one to the other.
Now, wait.
And I was
what?
Yeah, so I was thinking, I just think, is this really lazy or is it okay to be driving from one to the other? Valencia Street separates it like a river. So there is that going on. But at the same time, I'm thinking, is this a bit lazy or is it okay?
I'm actually gobsmacked by this. That's like going, oh, you know what? I need to duck over and see the neighbour across the road. So you're driving from your driveway to their driveway. That is so lazy.
Well, okay. Well, this is what I was unsure about. You've come down really harshly on this.
A little bit. No, I'm just passionate about this. I was not expecting this chat, but okay.
So here's my... I was like, oh, am I getting too lazy here? Should I not be driving? Or is it okay? Because occasionally... I do probably most of the majority shop at Aldi, and then it's a few things at Woolies.
Okay, all right.
So, but sometimes you might get something heavy at Woolies, like the 10 kilo rice or something. You go, Oh, now I have to carry that across Valencia Street.
Take you a couple of minutes, not even a minute.
Not even. Yeah. It's probably 1 to 2 minutes walk.
It's a hop, skip, and a jump, and a bit of a whistle. Oh, that's all it is in distance. If you're gonna be doing that,
yes,
you might as well just like get like a little moped scooter or something like that if that's the case. But look,
the thought has crossed my mind.
Look, if you want a little hack,
yes,
just park at Woolworths. Or Aldi or whatever, go do shopping at one, walk over and do the rest of your shopping at the other. So you're kind of like doing half a walk with the groceries, you know what I mean?
Oh, so like park in the middle sort of thing.
Yeah, just park in one parking lot, go over to the first one and then come back and then go. Yeah.
This is what I wanted to get. All right, Ari, you're pretty clear on this. You're calling this lazy.
Oh, dude, it is very lazy.
Is it lazy or is it justified? 4967-4105, because I don't want to carry the heavy gear across Valencia Street.
Oh,
and there's danger, you know, you're crossing a road.
Not that much traffic there.
true. I'll give you that. 4967-4105, is this lazy or is it justified? Because I don't want to carry the groceries across the busy road, not so busy road. Is it lazy or justified to drive between nearby shops? Now, I just found myself driving between Aldi and Woolworths at Mayfield. Yep. In the past, I might have walked, but I don't know. I just went, you know what? I'm going to drive. And I felt that's a bit quicker and it's really hot out at the moment. I'm not going to carry my, you know, bag of rice and two tins of coconut cream or whatever between two shops. Why would I when I've got a vehicle that can take me on wheels?
I think there's more admin to it because think about it. You're getting in and out of the car. You've got to park the car. Then you've got to get out of the car park to go park the car again. It's just too much.
Just had a message at the Novos _ on Instagram, a listener saying, better still, take Ari, buy lots of heavy stuff. She can carry it for you.
Oh, there was not a message saying that. You're making that up.
No, I'm serious. Look at it. Here we go.
Yeah, okay.
All right. 4967-4105 if you want to get involved.
Yeah.
Let's start in Thornton. Amanda, what do you reckon?
Oh, mate, I have got a list of things to support you. It is completely justified.
Oh. Okay, how so?
Let's hear it.
So, strategically, you got to walk back from the car, go to the supermarket, go back again, and then if it's Aldi, you got to drive the trolley back to get your token back again.
Didn't even think of that, yeah.
And then, or the other one is I do it all the time when I'm strategically thinking about, okay, so I'm going home after this one, so the car's over there. I've got to walk to this shop and back to that shop, and I'm driving that way anyway.
You sound like a very busy person, Amanda.
Sounds like a lot of logistics, doesn't
it? Yeah, and she sounds smart, though. She sounds like she gets a lot of things done.
Oh, but also too much admin in her life. She needs to relax. Make the husband or the partner go and do it.
Thanks for your support, Amanda. I appreciate that.
All right, Charlestown now with Robbie. Hey, Robbie, what are your thoughts?
You're a lazy sod.
Well done, Robbie.
That's enough out of you.
Well, put it this way. Instead of taking the trolley and having to walk it back, buy yourself a little wheelie one. Wheel it with you.
Now I have to spend more money?
Secondly, you can get them from Aldi when you're shopping at Aldi, love.
Oh, damn it.
Secondly,
that makes sense.
You're going to be using Ari's escalator at Merriweather Bars next, aren't you?
Oh, there we go. Enough out of you. I've
good job,
enough.
Robbie.
I've heard enough.
God, I love Robbie.
All right, in Fletcher, Brooke, you are the tiebreaker. What do you reckon here?
Brooke, you there?
Where's Brooke? All right, maybe we can defer.
Green Bay, you're lazy. There you go.
That sounds made up. Maybe we can defer to producer Mark, if possible, if he's there. Producer Mark, have we got you? No, we don't have him either. All right.
Well, I'm here.
Oh, he's
okay,
here.
Okay, so tell us, what was Brooke saying? What was Brooke saying?
She was, I'm sorry to say, Krivo, she's disagreeing with you, mate.
Oh, damn it.
Ha!
Hey, but I agree with you.
Your vote doesn't count. It was listeners only.
You're waking up with the Novos, live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local ads. And on the air now.
These poor Newcastle Jets boys. Oh, my God.
What's happened?
Oh, seriously, they've been put through the ringer recently. So the Mighty Jets, actually began their journey to Auckland on Thursday last week to play against...
I forgot about this.
Yeah, Auckland, right? But their flight across the Tasman got delayed, okay, for like over 24 hours. They had to spend a night in a Sydney hotel, and then they had to move to another flight. Then once they got over to the game, they lost, which sucked for us, but that's okay. Back to the training pitch they go. But on their return trip, the Qantas flight on the Sunday had to circle Sydney for an hour due to some storms that lashed the city.
Oh, my God.
Then the plane was diverted to Canberra. They had to refuel there, and once the weather had cleared, returned to Sydney. Now, here's this, right? This is even the worst bit. At the baggage carousel, the Jets staff were informed that the club's equipment, so all of their soccer balls, their cones, bibs, training apparel, whatnot, had been unloaded in Canberra and was still in the nation's capital. So they had to get the ship back up to them.
Okay.
Like, what the heck? That's just a series of bad luck.
Isn't it? Can you imagine, right?
Yeah.
It's bad enough you lose the game.
Yep.
Then you got to, jump on a tiny metal tube with all your teammates who are all in slightly bad mood after losing the game. You know, everyone's too tall for the seats, let's face it, being soccer players.
Mm.
And then all your stuff's lost. And then, why have they got bibs as well?
Because it's like...
is it hard for them to eat?
No! The training bibs. So
it's like
alternates, yeah.
Anyway.
The reserves.
You've got all that, and then all your gear stuck down there as well. Oh, the trip back in the bus from Sydney to Newcastle would have been so bad. Horrendous. Poor Jets. I feel sorry for them.
The best thing that happened to them was having the Monday off training. That was the best thing that they could have hoped for, I reckon, having the day off after all that.
Yeah, just an absolute nightmare. They need to turn it around, and hopefully they will.
Turn their luck around.
From adversity comes strength, and that's what they need to take from this.
Yeah.
Oof, that is tough.
New FM. The Novos.
Here's a bit of a warning around the gift-giving season.
Okay.
So my mum, she doesn't really do a lot of online shopping.
Okay.
Sometimes she'll even just ask me, can you order this for me? Or that sort of thing. Because, the whole putting like the credit card in and stuff freaks her out a bit, and rightfully so. There's a lot of scams out there.
Well, yeah, but it's also daunting for a lot of people. It doesn't matter what age you are at this stage. We all know how dangerous online world can be and how easy it is to get tricked.
Yeah.
So, yeah, just be, well aware of what you're doing.
Exactly. She's in her 70s and she doesn't trust things, and rightfully so. So sometimes she'll ask me, hey, is this legit or what?
Okay, good.
Which is smart. That's what you want your, older parents to do.
I mean, if you're ever not sure. It's okay to ask someone.
Totally. She sent me this. She was looking to get this like cool printed shirt, like a button-down shirt for my dad. And she's like, this looks really great design. Is this a legitimate website?
Okay.
Now, I looked it up and it's in a weird like grey area because it is a legitimate website and you will sort of get what you've ordered, but it's going to be like the Wish version.
Oh, no.
Like a really dodgy version. Luckily, she checked. So I looked on the reviews for it, and here's an example. One star. Cheap, shoddy goods, deceptive ads. No stars if I could.
Wow.
The company ships from China, not Byron Bay, as they say. The leather, in inverted commas, shoes are vinyl, poorly made, that the buyer has to post back to China to get a refund.
Oh, my God.
The company relies on this being difficult to offer partial refund and retain most of your money. Avoid at all costs. So when you look on the website, it looks like this cool company that's making fashion in Byron Bay and shipping it. So in fact, I'm looking at it now. It says, straight from Byron Bay, infuse your wardrobe with the laid-back coastal charm of Byron Bay. Our collection features sustainable, fashionable and effortless, elegant pieces inspired by Australia's beloved beach town.
Right.
But it's essentially drop-shipped junk from China.
No, and they can't be having that.
Yeah, but the Facebook page looks so good. And the products look so premium. Here's another example. Avoid at all costs. They took 3 weeks to send an order of 3 tops. When they arrived, they were the wrong size and a different quality. I'm still trying to contact them for a refund but can't get in touch, not holding my breath.
Oh, my God.
How can companies be allowed to operate like this online? Disgraceful.
Well, I couldn't have said it better myself.
And on and on the one-star reviews go. So you've got to be so careful because it looks like such a premium website on the surface. And you know they probably, honestly, like target, you know, women over 50.
Oh, of course.
Like they jump on the – in Facebook advertising, you can do that. You can pick like your age group and your demographic and all that stuff because it looks like the sort of things they would love to buy and it looks like good quality.
Right.
But really it's just a bunch of junk.
Would your advice as well, Crevo, be to look at the reviews first?
Well, that definitely helps.
Okay.
Yeah, but just like be careful. Ask someone younger. Is my top tip.
Fair enough.
And just do a little, like, idiot check on it and see if it is a scam website. Because it's not technically a scam. They are giving you something, but it's not what you promised.
No.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
So when you duck into the shops, Crevo, and you're like, you know what, it's a hot day, I want something refreshing.
Sure.
You know, a convenience store, it could be even a petrol station, whatever, anywhere. What's the first thing that you would go for a refreshing drink?
It's a tough one. I like those sort of lemonade-type drinks that are like have real lemon in them and look pretty yellow.
Okay, so lemony drink.
Yeah,
okay.
Lemony drinks usually top range.
Maybe
for
like a soda?
Refreshing. Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Well, how about this? Something to refresh the palate. Over in Japan, convenience stores are now selling what they deem drinkable mayo, mayonnaise, a chilled drink that recreates the rich and sour flavours of mayo.
About time.
What?
About time.
That was not the impression I thought you were going to have.
Yeah, you know what? All of this time, we've had sweet, we've had sour.
Okay.
When it comes, even milky drinks, but there's not been any savoury drinks this whole time. When you go to the 7-Eleven, find me a savoury drink. It doesn't exist.
Well, yeah, I guess so. Like, I haven't even thought about it until now, but yeah. Well, one person who tried the beverage, so this is a review, she said, look, if you take sips of this drink while eating a food that would normally go well with mayo, so like maybe like sushi or something.
Sure.
It's not so bad. But as a drink by itself, I can't recommend it as much.
Oh, it's one reviewer who has no sense of taste by the sounds of it.
They said it's just as horrific as you're imagining, which I do not doubt that at all. Like, look,
you're not into the idea? You don't like sweet stuff generally?
Look, ask my mother.
Yeah.
Okay? I love mayonnaise more than the next person. Okay? More than an average person
more than
should.
The average person. Okay.
Oh, yes. But I'm not having a drink that tastes like mayonnaise. That's gross. Like, get yourself some lemonade or some Diet Coke.
No, I think that they're onto something here. And in fact, I've come up with some more, just while you're talking about this, some other savoury drink ideas, refreshing for summer. Get ready for this.
Okay,
right?
let me have a think about them while you say
all right, have a think about this.
Yeah.
How about, because we both like lemonade, yeah?
Yeah, true.
What about a lovely steak lemonade, medium rare?
Ooh.
No?
That's going to taste like cardboard.
No, not
fizzy
for you.
Cardboard.
No, okay. That's not a pass.
Like char grilled.
Yeah.
La, 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 la.
All right, how about this? A lovely bacon and egg roll prosecco. A bit of tomato sauce on there.
What?
Delicious.
What?
No?
Why? Why are you messing up my Prosecco?
Think about that, because you've never tried it before. How do you know you're not going to like it?
I do love bacon and egg rolls.
Yeah, the two things you like the best. Put them together. That works. That works. I'll give you that. Congratulations.
Hang on. My question is what these drinks would smell like when you open them. Lovely. You crack open a can.
Fresh bacon and egg roll.
Ugh.
You know when you smell
wet
that cooking
bacon.
Away? Okay. Here's one more. You don't seem sold on this
Sorry.
So far.
Yeah.
But don't hamper my creativity. Okay?
Okay. All right.
How about this? A cheddar chocolate milk. Just like a chocolate milkshake, only cheesy.
Oh, dude, that would taste like off milk.
It's a no?
That would taste like it's off.
Oh, I thought you were going to love these. You don't even like sweet stuff.
Everyone knows you can't put cheese with milk. It just doesn't work.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
So I went for a little drive last night, Crevo, and I was coming the back way home through, like, kind of the top of Cameron Park. So it's, like, on this hill, right? So you're going down a hill. You can have, like, a great view of, like, the ever-expanding suburb and whatever.
Sure.
Anyway,
the
so
lights, is it?
That's where I'm going to. Okay, so I could see tons of houses. It wasn't like that the other night when I was coming home. It was like so many houses just lit up with these beautiful Christmas lights.
Of course.
Amazing displays. People are going above and beyond this year, I swear. Anyway, so I've jumped onto the Newcastle Weekly and they've got like a full list of like the best lights in the Hunter that you can go and visit. Go for like one of those like family drives.
Yeah.
You know, when you go see all the lights together.
I love this.
So they've broken it down into each LGA. So you've got Newcastle. So there's a couple in Maryland, one in Mayfield, Adamstown, New Lambton. You've also got some in Port Stephens. Maitland, they've got heaps. Cessnock, they have heaps of great displays. Now, get this, there's four listed for Lake Macquarie in Cameron Park alone. So there you go. Even some in Bullaroo and Cardiff. Honestly, if you really want something fun to do this month with the kids or even just other family members or your partner or whatever, have a look at this list and then just go for a drive and hit all these hotspots.
It's so nice to do. I did a bit last year. You just go, you get the little Google Maps out, jump on which streets are the best.
Yep.
And you see some fantastic lights around our region.
It is so beautiful.
Certainly is.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
On my continued journey to try and make a full album of Ari-based songs, I've been continuing to collect audio in my little collection bucket as we go.
You'll have enough for a greatest hits album by the end of the year.
That is my actual plan, is to release a full greatest hits album of Ari-based sounds turned into songs.
Merry Christmas to the listeners.
Certainly.
I'm so sorry.
No, you actually make the songs better.
Okay, well,
and in
right.
my opinion, if it was up to me, we'd replace all of the music on New FM with bits like Ari versions of the songs.
I'd be okay with that.
Would you?
Oh, look, I have no shame. If you don't know that already, who cares?
All right, so I've been collecting bits and bobs.
Yeah.
Here's one that I grabbed when you were talking about something you'd done and you were just very impressed by the whole situation and you said this.
She's done it again.
Right? And I've decided to make Britney Spears' song a lot better using it.
Oh, baby. She's done it again.
Absolute banger, right?
Oh, it's a good song. She's done it again.
What are your thoughts? Is it better? I think that one is better.
I feel like it brings the vibe down a little bit.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's less than ideal. Okay. Now, here's another one where I don't know why you said this.
Okay.
But you made this sound, right?
Chili snake. Probably one of our snake stories.
It was a snake story.
Yeah.
And you made that silly snake noise. And I was like, what does that sound like? What does that remind me of? And then I remembered this absolute banger. Wasn't this huge?
The shape?
Yeah.
Right. Chili snake. Well done.
What a banger.
That's actually cool. I think I like that one better.
So do I, so
yeah,
do I.
Good,
all right, here's another one. You were very shocked about something and said this.
Oh, my God, what is going on?
And I thought, what does that remind me of? And then I remembered this huge hit of the early 2000s.
Oh.
Let's go.
Wasn't this massive?
Yes, Usher.
Come on, Usher, let's go.
Oh my God.
That is so much better, right?
Oh, great. That's hilarious.
Here's one from the other day, just to wrap things up, when you said this.
I'm spending more on myself this year than anyone else. Because I'm being selfish this year. It's my turn.
That was quite intense there at the end.
Yeah, I was talking about Christmas presents.
Now it was your turn to get the good ones.
Yes.
And I thought, what does that remind me of? And then I remembered this absolute huge song.
Yeehaw.
My turn. Down for what? You can hear this in the clubs across Newcastle, King Street.
Oh, God.
My turn. Down for what? That is definitely a better version.
New FM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Oh, Ari, nearly the end of the show here.
I know. Only a couple of minutes to go till 9 o'clock. God, that went fast.
I know. It was a fun show today. What are your plans for the rest of the day today?
Well, I was thinking...
What's on the Ari agenda?
I was thinking about going to the beach, but then I was in...
outside when that's rubbish weather.
No, it's fine. No. My partner's going to take me to the movies, apparently.
It's very romantic.
Well, hopefully.
What are you going to watch?
Gladiator 2.
Oh, that is a romantic movie.
So he went to go see Wicked without me.
Yes.
The other day. So I was like, okay, well, Gladiator it is.
You're a bit salty about that.
Yeah,
just
I am.
Slightly.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, so that's fine. But we're going to go see Gladiator 2. Go see some of my ancestors in the arena.
That's it. Well, you do believe, isn't it, that your family... going back in the day.
Oh, it's a long-running gag between myself and the Gaddy family. It's a
they
thing
were
where
gladiators,
go,
yeah.
Yeah, well, we originally come from farmers in Barajano, and then before that, many.
One of my favourite...
Barajano! Jeez!
One of the most delicious regions.
Yes. No, but before that, many years ago, we tend to believe that our ancestors were gladiators.
That is cool.
In Rome, but we don't know if that's true.
Have you got any, like, of the souvenirs, like hand-me-down spears or something?
God, wouldn't that be cool?
That would.
Maybe they're hiding the floorboards in Barajano. Maybe that's what's happening.
You got to go back there and have a look. I keep telling you, got to go to Italy. Italy. We also got to give a prize away.
Oh, yes. Can't forget about that.
$80 to spend at Thirsty Messiah.
That's right.
Boy, oh, boy, it's good food and drink there, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely it is. I'm jealous.
Yeah, that's it. It's just at Broadmeadow near the McDonald's there. You know, the live music there every weekend as well. Mm. Oh, so good, right?
Perfect. Well... Amanda Thornton is our lucky winner for today after talking to us about whether or not it's lazy or absolutely justified to drive between nearby shops.
Yeah, this is what happened.
Got a list of things to support you. It is completely justified.
Oh. Okay, how so?
Strategically, you got to walk back from the car, go to the supermarket, go back again, and then if it's Aldi, you got to drive the trolley back to get your token back again.
Didn't even think of that.
Or the other one is I do it all the time when I'm strategically thinking about, okay, so I'm going home after this one, so the car's over there, I've got to walk to this shop and back to that shop, and I'm driving that way anyway.
Amanda's put a lot of thought into that, and I appreciate the support.
And that's what got her the prize, but seriously, calm yourself to a quiet panic, girl.
Yeah, everything will be all right. We'll see you tomorrow.
All right, see ya.
That was the Novos. You want more, right? Sure. Just head to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au and you can relive all the fun again and again and again.